Ed? Oh, Ed. Where the dickens are you? Ed!
I'm out here in the back room. What you want?
Well, come on in here.
What's your head up about?
What's the idea of you being out there in the back room? Suppose my customer came in with me, I'll be here.
I guess I'd hear him, wouldn't I?
Well, I don't know if he would or not. But say, Ed, I just put over a deal that's going to make us $50, $60, easy.
I didn't buy Miss Kaylee chickens, did you?
You bet your boots you did. I bought every last one.
Didn't I tell you before you went over there that I don't want no animals around here? Didn't I tell you?
Yes, I know, but listen, ain't I told you we're going to make 50 or maybe...
I don't care how much we're going to make. You can ask me. You didn't ask me nothing about this, and if you want to buy all them chickens, you can just do it with your own money. I don't want nothing to do with it.
With my own money?
Yeah.
Why, dagnabbit, but you know I ain't got no money except that we've got in the store here, and neither do you.
Can't help it.
Well, yes, you can help it. Now listen. He's got 200 Cracker Jack hens over there, and I bought the whole caboodle for $75. What do you think of that?
How much?
$75. That's only about 37 cents a piece, and we can use
it. I ain't gonna do it.
What you mean you ain't gonna do it? It's already done, I tell you. We can sell them hens for...
I ain't gonna do it.
What the carnations got into you? We're partners, ain't we?
Yeah. Suppose we are, but I ain't gonna do it.
If you go quit selling that, I'll...
Well, what do you do?
I'll buy 200 more chickens. That's what I'll do.
Bet you won't.
Well, dag never, but you keep your trap shut till I can explain this proposition to you. We can sell every one of them chickens for over 75 cents a piece. And that'll mean that
how about feeding them, though?
Oh, that's nothing. For $3 or $4, we can feed them till they're all sold.
Or some of them die.
Oh, you're just trying to think up something to spoil this deal. What's going to make them die?
Maybe they'll get this feet and mouth disease that was reading about the other day.
No, they won't. It's only cows that gets that. Maybe horses.
Horses?
Yeah.
Horses? Do you think horses can get it?
Yeah, I suppose it could. But we ain't talking about horses.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We ain't.
Of course we ain't. We're talking about chickens. We can make 25 or 30 cents clear of every one of them hens, and that amount...
I ain't gonna do it.
Constant, you're just a stubborn old mule. You ain't got no sense at all. You don't know no more than...
howdy, mister.
Something you wanted?
Just a little information, gentlemen. I'm Deputy Sheriff Barnes from Knoxville.
Mm-hmm. Where?
Knoxville. Have you seen...
You must know a fellow there by the name of...
Well, I've only been there 3 weeks. Have you seen a man around town today call himself Jones?
Why, no. I don't seem to know of.
And what kind of looking feller is he?
Oh, he's about my height, weighs about 160, red hair.
What kind of suit did he have on?
Well, the last time he was seen, he was wearing a gray check suit and a black derby.
What do you want to find him for?
Horse stealing.
Horse stealing?
He stole an old plug from a farmer up near Knoxville, and he's been heading in this direction.
What'd the horse look like?
He's a sorrel, white stockings in front, and a little sway back.
Well, I guess it ain't the same color, then. The horse I saw didn't have no stockings on at all.
What's this? Have you seen a stranger around with a horse?
Yeah, I saw one feller, but his horse didn't.
Was it a sorrel horse?
Yeah, but it didn't.
Was it sway back?
Yes, but it didn't.
Did he have on a gray check suit?
Yes, but the horse.
On a black derby?
Yeah, but the horse.
Did he have red hair?
Yes, but the horse didn't.
And did the horse have white feet in front?
Yes, but he wasn't wearing no socks.
That's the man.
Why, when was he here, Eb?
Oh, he come in here while you was over to Mrs. Cayley. About an hour ago, I guess.
Where is he now? Which way did he go?
He's in New York.
In New York? Why, he couldn't be, not if he was here an hour ago.
That's where he said he was gone. Yeah. He took the 4 o'clock train.
Well, of all the luck. Slipped through my fingers again. But I'll get him. I'll get him if I have to follow him to London. Where's the telegraph office?
Why, it's over at the depot. You just go down the street, you come railroad tracks, and turn you right. You'll see it from there.
Thanks very much, gentlemen. I'll get him. I'll show him he can... Oh, I almost forgot. What did he do with the horse?
He took it. He put it in the baggage car and took it with him.
Oh, thanks, thanks. I'll get him and the horse, too. Goodbye.
Come in again sometime. Hey, I'll bet he does get him, too. He's a kind of determined-looking fellow, I want to tell you.
Say, Zeb, how far is it to London?
Why, it's going near 5,000 miles from here, I suppose. What do you care how far it is?
Well, I just wondered how long it'd take that sheriff to go over there and back, that was all.
Well, what's that to us? We got to get busy and fix up a place for them chickens. Mrs. Cater's going to bring them over this evening as soon as her husband gets back with the truck.
Might as well telephone her not to bring him.
I won't do nothing of the sort. Here I go, I'll make a deal, it's going to...
But what are we going to pay her with?
Well, what's the matter with you? Well, I'm going to pay her with money, of course.
Yeah, where are you going to get it?
Why in the cash register? Where'd you suppose you'd get it? There's nearly $85 in there, and that'll cover the...
Not now, they ain't.
Look, what are you talking about? I counted just before I went over to Mrs. Cater, so I know what I was doing.
What? Why do you put...
F.T., what have you done with that this?
What incarnation is that, sir? What's the combination going on?
About what? Here I come back to find Gurney and all of our money gone and a horse in the back room. Just shoot him out of there. And you say about what?
Why'd you want me to tell you about the horse or the money?
Both of them, Turnstein, you both of them. Where'd that swayback sorrel nag come from? Why, that's the horse that sheriff is talking about.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was.
Land sake, what you doing in our back room?
I bought it.
You bought it?
Yeah.
Why, dagnabbit, Ed Peters, that horse is stolen. You can't buy a horse that's stolen.
Yeah, I know, but the feller didn't tell me he stole it.
Of course he wouldn't tell you, darn fool. I don't know what you... How much did you pay for that old plug?
Oh, he's a bargain, Zeb. I got 90% discount on him.
90% discount?
Yes, sir. And any time you can get anything at 90% discount, it's a darn good buy. Now, ain't it?
Yes, I suppose it is. But how much did you pay?
$75. And the feller said his price was $750.
$75?
Yes.
Why, that old plug ain't worth 75 cents. No, it ain't. Now our money's gone, and we can't buy them chickens, and all we got is a no-account stolen horse. And that's what I get for going and leaving you here to look after things.
Yeah, but this is a racehorse, Zeb. He's won lots of money, and if
we can... Racehorse, my eye.
Yes.
Well, I bet he can't even walk fast enough to get up a ladder. What'd you put him in the back room for?
Well, he looked kind of lonesome, standing out there in front, and I thought it wouldn't hurt him any.
He can just be lonesome. You get him out of there and put him in the barn.
Well, shucks. All right, but there ain't no hurry about it, is there?
You see, you do it before you go home. What in tarnation are you going to do with him?
Well, he's kind of out of condition now, Spess.
Okay, yes.
We got to feed him up and get him in good shape again, I suppose.
Good shape?
Yeah.
Good shape for what? Burying him?
That feller said that he's a racehorse. And he said I ought to feed him on...
hello, Bill. What do you want?
Where do you want them 6 barrels of apples for Mrs. Winterbottom?
What? 6 barrels of apples?
Yeah.
What the deuce are you talking about?
Well, I don't know. All I know is Ed telephoned over this afternoon and ordered them, said they must be delivered today.
What in tarnation you do that for, Ed? We won't sell that many apples in 6 months.
They're for the horse.
For the horse? Have you gone plumb crazy?
No, I ain't, but I asked that fella what to feed the horse, and he said applesauce.